Quite a few of you picked up yesterday on a question I asked Stuart Dixon from the Alliance Party when he was standing outside the dying embers of his constituency office. I asked him about who had been in contact with him, who had come round, who had indeed offered him some consoling words. And I specifically asked him if anyone from the UUP or the DUP had been round to see him or had contacted him. He was very diplomatic in his answer, but at the end of the day, they hadn't. They hadn't been in touch with him. And you were surprised at that. This is a politician whose constituency office in Carrickfergus had been gutted by people who are being investigated by the police, and no one from the Ulster Unionist Party or the DUP had been round to see him or had phoned him or contacted him. I want to speak to Basil McRae, who's with the Ulster Unionist Party. Basil, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Basil, would it have surprised you yesterday morning that no one from the Ulster Unionists or the DUP would have been round to a constituency office that had been gutted by fire?
Well, I think that all people in the democratic world will unite behind anybody whose office has been attacked. I mean, this is just not acceptable. And actually, I personally did speak to Stuart and told him that that was the case. So, I mean, I think that everybody will unite behind him.
He didn't get a sense of that, or certainly we didn't, from speaking to him yesterday, get a sense of that during the programme. People in Carrickfergus, yes, were rallying behind him, but he hadn't a call from UUP councillors or DUP councillors. And
he did have a call from this UUP MLA. I did speak to him, and he will confirm this. I spoke to him and told him how shocked I was to hear about what had happened, and I did say to him, that he had my full support in this, as any democratically elected representative should have. An attack like that is an attack on all of us in democracy. And I made it quite clear to him that on that particular issue, he could count on my support.
And did you feel while you were phoning him that you were phoning a man who belonged to a party that was attacking the union, that was diluting our Britishness, as your leader had suggested to me earlier that morning?
Well, there's a number of issues that you've raised there. First of all, absolutely under no circumstances whatsoever can you do politics by rioting, by burning people out, by waving flags in an aggressive manner or doing any of those things. Is that does not advance any case or cause in any shape or form. And everybody will have to reject that and say, this is not the way that we do politics. It's absolutely atrocious, and I have condemned it completely and without reservation.
And Mike Nesbitt said exactly that as well, but he did go on to say that the Britishness was being attacked by the move with regards to the motion that the Alliance Party put forward regarding the designated days on the flag.
Well, all I can say is that in Lisburn City Council, where I was a member, that we have had designated days plus two from 2002 to 2005. There was then a change of policy for about a year, whenever the DUP took control of the policy of the council in the elections of 2005. And then in 2006, it was agreed that we would fly the flag, the union flag, on designated days plus two from the Civic Centre. And that's the policy that I voted for, and that appears to me to be pretty similar to the policy that was coming forward from Belfast City Council. Now, I have made
so are you suggesting that if you were on Belfast City Council, you would have been voting with the Alliance and not with the UUP?
I'm suggesting that wherever I was, I would be carrying on voting in the same way that I did, in the same way that the UUP and the DUP and the Alliance and everybody else voted in Lisburn City Council. I mean, it's not just Lisburn City Council, you know, that have got designated days. There's other places like Armagh, there's places like Dungannon, I think it is. There are different places where you can find a way forward. And what I will agree with Mike on, and what people do need to realise, is that there is an issue for many people that they do feel that this is a one-way street in terms of how we reach a shared future. And my argument, Frank, is if the SDLP and Sinn Féin are prepared to vote for designated days in Belfast City Council and in Stormont, they should be prepared to do that in all of the 11 councils throughout Northern Ireland that don't fly any flags. when I was up in Londonderry speaking to people up there, I told them that the real way forward for our society is to make sure that minorities, wherever they are protected and respected, that their identity is actually revered. And one of the ways we could do this is by moving to an acceptable flags policy, which may look something like designated days. And I'm not prejudging what the outcome should be, but I can tell you that the way of fixing these things is not by doing riots. It is by having serious politicians dealing with matters in a professional way, and that's what we did in Lisburn.
But to be clear on it, if you had been a councillor in Belfast, you would have voted with the Alliance motion.
Yes, because not only am I saying that, is that when the issue was in front of Lisburn City Council, that is exactly the way we voted in 2006. So that is what happened. That is the policy of the council. The council agreed with that matter. There are some people that try and suggest that, oh no, Lisburn doesn't do that, that we've got a flag beside the war memorial. That is a good idea as well. But in the civic centre, where the issue is about, you know, the town hall, we fly it on designated days plus two. It was arranged in a way that we had full discussions with advice. And in the end, whenever the decision was taken, because it was handled in an appropriate way, there was no huge flurry. The problem that we have sometimes when we do grandstanding in politics is that the people are not presented with the real sort of options in front of them and the way that they need to consider the long-term future. And so they are quite naturally worried and upset about something that appears to be foisted upon them. Proper politics doesn't work like that. We do need to explain to people what the options are, and we do need political leadership. And in fact, not just political leadership, we just need politics from people to sort out what is an acceptable way for everybody in Northern Ireland to live together.
Is there a suggestion in what you're saying that you would be more comfortable in the Alliance Party?
I don't think there's any suggestion in that at all. I've stood here consistently on what I've said over the last number of years. I've been in politics for a reasonable number of years now. I look at this and say there is no black and white solution. There is no triumphalism from either side that will be sustainable in the longer term. What we need to have is a way forward where people's Britishness is respected, where it is not chipped away, but where people reach an accommodation with people from a different community that say, well, how do we respect this? You respect their traditions as well. You do not have to destroy one tradition to enhance another. There is a better way of working. It is called politics. It is called democracy. It's down to our politicians to sort out acceptable solutions and collectively and cohesively explain that to the people. And I have to say, that's my worry that we've got at the moment, that we are allowing politics not to be dealt with by the politicians, but on the streets and in riots. That's not the way forward.
Do you get a sense from what you're saying that people listening will feel that you're uncomfortable with Ulster Unionism and the Ulster Unionist Party? Because you're saying that you would have voted with Alliance if you'd been a Belfast City Councillor. So therefore you're telling the Ulster Unionist councillors that they voted the wrong way.
I've made it quite clear, Frank, that what Belfast City Council decides is for Belfast City Councillors. I can only tell you what I decided as a Lisburn City Councillor. You asked me the question, were I in a different council, what way would I vote? The answer is obvious. I would vote the same way because that's what I believe in. Now, when it comes to how we do the debate, how we have this discussion, I do think it was a mistake. And, you know, this is only because you can look back with hindsight, and hindsight's a wonderful thing. I do think it was a mistake to create the conditions where just before Hillary Clinton arrives, just before the peak trading time in Belfast, where the stores are trying to make money in the heat of a big recession, where people are looking to try and keep jobs, that they actually stir up something that sends out all of the wrong images throughout the world, that does not do anything to enhance the employability or the job prospects of anybody, and frankly is extremely counterproductive. How that happened, why it happened, I think people need to look at it and reflect on themselves. I'm just pointing out that's not the way forward. If you want me to come forward and say, well, what's your idea about how you deal with this? I say again, there are 11 councils in Northern Ireland that fly no union flag. There are other councils that fly the flag 365 days a year. You have in Stormont, where there's currently designated days. So the whole thing is a mess that needs to be addressed properly and coherently, an acceptable policy that everybody can sign up to. And if you ask me, given that the SDLP and Sinn Féin voted for designated days in Belfast City Council and are prepared to sit with that instalment, that should be the policy right the way through Northern Ireland, including those councils in the West that currently do not fly the Union flag. That's the way forward, but that's by negotiation. That's just my observation on the matter.
With regards to accepting an invitation from the media to be available for interview this morning, did you get permission from Mike Nesbitt?
That is a sort of red herring, if you don't mind me saying. I'm here to talk to you about the issues.
But is it not policy within the Ulster Unionist Party that no one speaks on issues like this
issues
without his permission?
Are not what we're here to discuss, Frank. We're here to talk about the substantive issues. I've made it quite clear what my position is and on why it is that, and on the historic basis upon what it is that. And I have spoken about this in the past on the record. And in fact, my comments will be recorded in the minutes of Lisbon City Council. But what I really fear is that if we do not tackle this issue properly, we end up unravelling over something that started off probably as a party political spat. We end up unravelling years of political progress and the peace process. This cannot be allowed to happen because our economy is fragile. We need to keep the peace going and somebody needs to speak out. And I have done that just in terms of adding to the contribution.
OK, one final question. Are you considering joining the Alliance Party?
The discussion here today is that in the particular issue that they voted on, I happen to agree with them because that's what I've done in the past. I speak to you here now as an Ulster Unionist, saying what I think is right for not only Ulster Unionists, but for all other people in Northern Ireland. And that's the stance that I take on. Any other discussion is a red herring, which detracts from the main argument that I'm making.
Basil McRae, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.